Morning, brethren.
Morning, Sister Sarah.
I thank the Lord that everyone made it here safely.
Amen.
Considering I'm going to read from Psalm 17 this morning. This is a prayer of David, but much of it is our prayer also. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. He has done that to us too. Mm-hmm. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. Mm. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Mm. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thy ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee, from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. From the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes, bowing down to the earth. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword, from men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hidden treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness.
Amen.
I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy
likeness. Amen.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, this is the cry of our hearts also, Father. We shall be satisfied when we awake with your likeness.
Amen.
And Lord, you have given us your righteousness, your holiness, your peace, your joy, your love. We thank you, Father, for all of these things that you have given us in Christ Jesus. Lord, we would have our faith to be strong and not wavering.
Amen.
And we ask that the wicked not oppress, Lord, so that we do not fall. We desire to please thee in every way. We ask thou us be with all of us this day. Be with our hearts that we might receive thy truth.
Yeah.
And be with those who minister it to us, that they may speak forth with joy. And Lord, be a powerful, I don't want to say influence, but that these words may do their work, Father, as you send them out.
Amen.
Amen.
We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That awaking to, in his likeness, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he was saying when he passes away, he'll awaken his likeness, or just every morning awaken his likeness.
You know, I think he's talking about when he wakes up in the presence of God.
Yeah,
eternally.
I kind of thought that might be. But in another sense, we do awake every morning to start a new day.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we're in the flesh, we'll never be totally in his likeness, but we somewhat in his likeness.
Amen.
And more, you know, from glory to glory. You know, this is the way I look at it. Every morning I'm going to get up, I've got a new day, and I want to live as right before God as I possibly can. I know that's only in Jesus, of course, but that's what I want.
Amen.
So, amen.
His mercies are new every morning.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It seems like in the morning that the Lord gives you a fresh start. You know, you have a freshness of mind and freshness of heart. To think about Him, it seems like there is something recuperative, not only for the body about sleep, but also for the soul. It's recuperative as well. So,
yeah, the worries of the day have of that day have been put behind, and now you have to face a new day with new mercies of God.
Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There's many facets to that. One of them is, like you were saying, that yesterday's evils are behind you. No, we arise and we start over and we trust God.
Amen.
You see, in those evils, when they're past for the day, and you lay your head down, you've had a victory because you're still believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. You
Amen.
Have had a victory.
Amen. Amen.
I think we all must strive, as it says in verse 8-9, keep me as the apple of the eye, hide me under the shadow of thy wing, from the wicked that oppress me.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
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 We have a Savior that's able to do that. He's faithful, who promised.
There's a prayer that some people call it a child's prayer. It's not a child's prayer, no such thing. Whether you're a child and you pray, then it's a child's prayer. If you're an adult, it's an adult prayer. But they'll say, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. See, that's what we do every day. When we go to bed, we, like you say, we've made it through that day, and we're praying the Lord will keep us, we'll rise again, either into glory, because the Lord may return that night or that morning, either into glory or to glorify Him one more day.
Amen.
Amen.
One of the things why we're sleeping, we are in our most vulnerable position. Think about it. And the Lord is the one who's over His people, keeping them even in our most vulnerable times.
Amen.
And that's why you will hear me pray often, just protect our hearts and our minds. Whether awake or asleep, we need that protection from our Father.
It says that the peace of God shall keep your minds and hearts. Jesus Christ in us. The Lord's working in all of these times.
Amen.
Amen.